Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Is your mommy on here with us?
No.
Oh, my. Well, this will probably be one of our more exciting DD&D podcasts because we're doing a road trip. And we can't keep our mind on a single subject.
Subject? What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of a rally. Hang on a minute.
A rally?
Ready.
You're in a rally and you didn't invite me?
I sent a tribe invite. Yay, we killed it.
I need two more level ones.
That's what I just did. The level one.
Damn. Well, I'll probably throw down a level one or two.
Yeah. Pretty much. Kano, Oogadali, Prepper, and Pussycat, and one other person killed it.
Cool.
So our tribe is getting powerful enough to where we can take out level one all by ourselves.
Without introducing anybody else.
Exactly. We're almost there. The person that joined was a 6-star, but no bronze. And I don't remember what level they were. Oh, I can look at the war report. Or monster report. Victory!
Well, honestly, this time of night, if I had the time to do it, because I am driving, it's a little difficult to take the time to do this. I can go find their rallies that they didn't report, because I know where war summons most of its characters. There's about 3 different locations where they do this. And I just go there and look and attack it, and I don't hardly do any damage, but it gets me in there. And so when they finally get around to killing it, I get credit for having killed one.
Right. All right, it was a 5-star, one bronze.
Which I love it, because war kicks me off of so many of their battles. And then they have to look at my name on the war report every time.
Yeah, that is funny. How's his name on there?
Say again? Yeah, how do you get on there?
How do you get in there?
We kept kicking him out! What's funny is some of my 4-stars are stronger than their 5-stars.
That's because of the armor.
And, well, they have the same opportunity to upgrade their armor also.
They have the opportunity, but they may not do it.
They don't do it, and they assume it's the stars. Plus, those lonely warriors have color.
That's true. Also,
Sonya's green.
I try not to use ones that are weaker than that color.
Yeah, Sonya's green. Red against her. At the very least, use green. Don't use blue.
Red or green. Right. Red or green.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, red's better. Blue's okay. All right. I said that wrong. She's green. Okay. Red's good. Red's the best. Green's okay. Blue's a no-no. All right. Ian is blue. Ian's blue. use green against him. Blue's okay. Red's a no-no. And then there's the elephant.
You can use them, but here's the thing. They're not necessarily, well, they are weaker, but not.
They get deductions. They get deductions.
Right. They're not necessarily weaker, but they are weaker.
But they're not at their strongest point against him. So, I mean, if you've got a really, really, really strong blue character, fine. Run it against Sonya. Or Sonya, or however you pronounce her name. Okay? If you got a really strong blue character, go ahead and run it. But, I know, today...
You gotta watch the elements. You gotta watch the elements.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch the elements. And they name them differently. I name them Earth or Plant, Fire, and Water. Because it makes sense. Right? Now, that's not what they name them. They name them Wild for green. And that'd be Plant. They Bravery for red. That'd be Fire. And Wisdom for blue, which would be Water. You know. They don't use Plant, Fire, and Water. But, you know. But, you know, it just... It made sense to me. Water puts out fire. Fire burns plants. Plants soak up water. Okay? Paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, too. You can't beat me to the point.
Well, it's because I'm reading your mind and saying it faster than you.
Probably.
You can tell I'm a real great conversationalist. I steal your thoughts and say them.
Yeah,
leaving you with nothing to say.
Might as well not say anything at all.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I may as well not say anything at all.
Yeah, that's see, that's why I can't monologue. I have nobody's mind to read. I suppose I could monologue if we had 1,000 listeners. Then I could read their minds and repeat back to them what they were thinking. And they would think. Go ahead.
You can monologue and read your own mind.
I have no mind. That's the problem. Oh, God. Where were we?
There is no God. We had a very interesting
yes.
Scrap podcast.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't
know. Interesting, maybe. Not necessarily one of our best, but certainly not our worst.
There you go.
And certainly not our worst.
Does not always mean good.
This is true. It may not be worth interesting, but, I mean, worth listening to, but you might find it interesting.
Well, it depends on who you are. You might like it.
Yeah, you might like it. Well, hey. There's a podcast that I just absolutely love listening to, but I can't get it here. It's on KPFA out in San Francisco, and it's it used to be called
Gay Talk Radio.
No. They probably have that too. Curious Evidence. I believe that's the name of it. Curious Evidence. And basically, it's based on the Church of the Subgenius, and I could actually have the podcast because these two programs kind of flow into each other. There's another program that they have where they kind of open up the lines. And, dang it, this FedEx truck slowed down to 55.
Yeah, my mom can't drive 55.
Yeah, well, I'm passing it up. It was doing fine for a while. And then it slowed down to 55. I don't think she passed me.
Like, I can't follow this guy anymore. I'm out of here.
If she's the car I think she is, she's hanging way back, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, she probably set her cruise at what she thought you were driving so she don't pass you. Which is probably...
Right, okay, she's passing the truck. Somebody's passing the truck also. So, I assume that's her. Puzzling Evidence was the name of the program, all right? But to be honest, I don't think the show that was my favorite was named that, but it was played either just before or just after this program, and it was an open line. And everybody would call in with little clips. Nope, wasn't your mom. Because they just passed me, and there's no rack. You might want to call your mom and see where she's at. Okay, no, I think she's falling in behind me now.
She'll be all right. She knows how to drive. She's a truck driver and a railroader.
Yeah, I've seen both you drive.
Right.
You, I trust. Questionable sometimes, but I trust you. Her, on the other hand, I can understand why Ron takes the phone away from her.
I am a better driver than she is, but she did teach me how to drive.
Yeah, that don't mean much. I taught my kids how to drive.
Yeah.
And it didn't stick. It didn't stick with my oldest. It stuck with him for 6 months. And then after that, he discovered he likes speeding. And he had 3 accidents within a month, lost his insurance, and basically had to cut a deal with the third person he hit to make payments to pay for his repairs. And he didn't learn from it.
Yeah, all the time too, but not anymore.
Yep.
Merkel.
Yeah, I wish I could set the cruise control on your truck. I've tried. I turned it on. I hit the set button. I tried to accelerate it. It don't do squat.
Merkel tried to attack you.
What?
I said Merkel tried to attack you.
Oh. Well, I'll have to hit him back. Not. When are you going to rename him?
Only in the event of barbarian war can flares of the same horde attack each other.
Now, if DD&D was to attack me, would other tribe members see that during barbarian wars?
Probably. It usually notifies you that someone is being attacked. But I think that's only during a rally.
Okay.
You know, the rally attacks.
Yeah.
you know, like when you put together a rally to attack somebody.
Oh, okay. You might want to create a third character and have it attack us during Barbarian Wars and see if it gets reported. And it could report. Okay, this is what we do. You create another Heptoria member, and one of us attacks it, and we see if Burkham sees it.
Burkham!
Okay.
That'll be safe, because that way... That way we don't have one of our tribe members seeing it and decide to fumble them.
Well, all we gotta do is change the name of the character and they'll never know who it is.
Yeah, they'll be confused. True enough.
I mean, that was the deal with Deo. He changed his name 3 times, and if I didn't actually message him, I wouldn't have realized it was the same person.
That's true. Yeah, because people I've messaged have changed their names, and they're still on my message list with their new name.
Right.
And I had to read my messages to see who it really was. It's like, oh, I never wrote this person. Who is this? And I read the messages and I go, oh, I know who this was.
Arthur joined and left the tribe.
Emtoria?
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody joins and stays, you can tell them, you're welcome to stay. But the majority of us have moved over to 974. Just saying.
Just saying. It's a level 2 rally. Almost dead. I'm going to join it.
I need to find a couple level 1s.
I hit the wrong deal. I wish I knew where their deal was so Burkham can attack it. Oh, there it is. Attack.
Yeah, I think I need 4 more challenges, but I only need 2 more kills. And they need to be level 1.
Yeah, I could use this level 2 kill. I got a good character. 2 good characters. So they may let me stay in this one. Actually, no, I'm gonna change my guy. I need to change this guy. He's better.
Well, seeing as they're busily summoning people.
It's a war rally, but...
I'm going to pull my... I found I can wear war down. If they have attacked something 3 times and they're running out of characters to run against something, they don't kick me out.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting low on characters. We're at
38
minutes though, so.
Yeah, they don't kick me out if they're running out of characters. especially if the thing's almost dead. So honestly, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a kill. What I figured out is if I summon something and I attack it and then advertise it all to the four winds, it gets killed and I get credit. I may not get all the prizes, but I get credit for the kill. And really, that's for the rings, the bands, and whatever, that's all I need.
Yeah, you can attack something three times and get credit for three challenges.
Do you get credit for every challenge?
No.
Yeah, I'm not positive on that. I'll have to test it a couple of times and see.
I'm testing it with Perkum right now. Alright, Perkum. Activity. Raid. 3 of 4 challenges. So yep, you get credit for challenging it. You know, you also get credit for killing it. So
okay.
Separate credit for killing it if you kill it.
Okay.
So you don't
I've been making a to be on the safe side, I've been making a point of challenging as many different challenges, summons, as I can. That's why I hunt down. I know where War summons their stuff a lot. That's why I hunt it down and hop in on it. And I'll go in with five of my own characters against it, doing next to no damage. What I especially like is when I make the final kill before they can, because they've almost killed it, and I slide in there and kill it before they can get in. I mean, honestly, all they had to do is send 1 6-star after it, and they could have done it themselves. But they wait to fill up with 5 characters. And so I'll load up 5 of my weak characters and send them out, and it's enough. You know, if it's down to 6,000 points or less, I can take it out myself.
They got a level 2 rally. It's at 50%, or less than 50%. There's 5 people in the rally ready to go, and they haven't hit the go button yet.
Yeah, sometimes they fall asleep. Or there was a rally I was running, and I got logged out. It was still there when I logged in, but I'm sure people were wondering why I didn't run it. I didn't run it because it wasn't logged in.
Right. Well, while I'm waiting for him to hit go, Pussycat, Burkham has already ran 3 challenges. Ugadali's on the 2nd. Prepper's about to run 1.
On a 1?
On their level 2.
Oh.
They just hit the go button.
There you go.
So, Ugadali and Prepper's not going to get a chance.
Yeah, I'm reserving myself for some number 1s. If you want, I'll summon 2 number 1s.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
When you're there. No, it's no big deal right now. I mean, the only thing that's using up is stamina.
Yeah, I got plenty of stamina. As a matter of fact, I need to use it pretty soon. I'm at 90-something.
Alright, looks like we are killing it. Bam, she said.
So, okay, well, there's nothing else that you're interested in. I'll run a number one, so let me know.
Ooh. It's a level two that's about dead.
Well, go for it.
Joining that.
Let's challenge this lonely warrior. I've been watching the automatic translator. You should probably refrain from saying really, really long things. Because it's been my experience at Google Translate, the longer your statement, the worse it gets at translating it. And so therefore, the more confusing your statements will become on the other end.
Ah, dang it, somebody else killed it.
Somebody else killed it?
I almost had a level two. Two level two kills. Oh, well.
I got all four of mine already. That's the first thing I focused on, was getting my level twos. Got all four of them the first night.
I could have got two right away. But somebody went around me and killed it. You're good at that.
All right. Thanks. You ready? You ready for a one?
Oh, yeah. No, wait. Prepper needs to summon one. Let me have Prepper summon one first.
Okay. You gonna post that in clan?
Yeah. It'll be right next to your place.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to show up in the, clan chat.
You can probably... Oh, well, not yet. Ready. Ready, ready. Red.
Red?
Yeah, red fights green, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm sort of on there. I'm surrounded by vehicles, and I'm in a long curve, followed by another long curve. Road work ahead. Fabulous.
Amazing. As soon as you pick your character, we already got five people.
I'm sorry. One Dragon Man, level 7, coming up.
Bam. Here we go. Seven.
That's probably my best red. That's probably my best red.
Oh, is it level 7?
Yeah. 4-star.
That's okay. I had a 2 bronze, 4-star level 30. That might make up for it.
My list said he was my best red.
Well, you could have picked a green.
Yeah, I've got some good greens.
Well, let's see if we kill it. Oh! Should have picked a green.
No? You want me to challenge it?
We're doing another one right now.
You already posted it?
Posting.
Nope.
Yeah. Gotta get Kino in on this.
You want me to put my green guitarist? or my bone fist?
Whatever. Make it snappy. We don't need a lot of power this time.
Okay. The guitarist might make you last a little longer.
Okay.
Interesting. My mapper has quit on me.
Here we go.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm 3 1/3 miles from my next changeover. Exit 276.
All right. This will kill it. After this,
I hope so.
Stamina. And then I guess when you get to St. Louis, you can summon another rally.
Okay. Well, maybe when I get done with this interchange. It's about 2.5 miles away.
I need 10 more stamina.
Oh, you need time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's just pussycat. She doesn't have to really. Ugandali needs stamina. She's a 17, so she needs 3 more.
All right, I'm about to get on 270 north.
No, Pussycat is at 15 stamina, so she's got enough to, in what? How much stamina?
You need 20 stamina to do a challenge.
No, I know. How many minutes per stamina?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Five? Oh, okay. Five stamina.
So 10 will take you almost an hour.
So in a half hour, it'll be time to do our Free Food and Medicine podcast.
Very good.
You can summon it at the beginning of that. We'll kill it and talk about free food and medicine.
I'd rather just concentrate on free food and medicine at that point.
And we'll kill it afterwards.
We'll do the killing afterward. We'll summon and kill it afterwards.
Kill, kill, kill! War! War! Sound like the warmonger. So, free food and medicine!
Yes, that'll be our blog talk radio portion of the podcast.
Our blog talk radio portion of the podcast. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Manic Monday. That is our manic, basically Manic Monday is going to be probably our official name for our indexes, I guess. That and or rabbit trail, I don't know. We tend to go off on rabbit trails all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which podcast we're on.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to get a little bit of everything on all of our podcasts.
Pretty much.
Okay, I'm headed to Chicago.
Our StrapGov Scrap podcast was pretty interesting tonight. Oh, yeah, we already did that.
What the hell? There is an 18-wheeler that's down to 10 miles per hour in front of me.
Fire broke down.
Yeah, I'm putting my flashers on. Your mom's put her flashers on already. Took me a little bit to find yours. And yours are going at hyperspeed, so I think maybe the thing might be broke.
Oh, yeah, hazards don't work on that truck.
Oh, great.
That's another thing I got to get fixed.
So, All I'm hearing is click, 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 and it's probably not really doing it.
It works, but it's very dim.
Oh, okay. So the guy right behind me might be able to see that they are flashing, just not interest grabbing.
Seeing as it's dark outside, it might be bright enough, but I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, there's three semis in front of me, and the lead one was doing 10 miles per hour, so.
Are you on a two-lane or a four-lane?
I was on an exit, and it sped up on the way out, but, yeah. Okay, I hope I'm doing okay. In 32 miles, I'm supposed to do another exit. Okay.
Where are you at? You're in St. Louis?
I just hit 270.
Oh, okay.
31 miles to 3 south.
Okay. Yeah, once you cross the Illinois River, or whatever river that is, you cross the river into Illinois, that'll be the first exit.
Okie dokie.
Then at the end of the exit, you'll turn left at the light. Cross the river.
Yeah, this thing tells me the speed limit is 60 miles per hour right here. I have not seen a sign saying yes or no.
It's correct.
Okay. Oh, I hope I'm under 65 tons.
Yeah, big trucks are not allowed in the left lane. All right, cool. So you'll be getting there for just in time for the podcast.
30 minutes.
The Blog Talk Radio podcast.
Yeah, I'll be about 9 minutes late.
Yeah. So, if it works correctly, I've got a Marcus Rothkranz recording that's supposed to start recording at 10:30. So that's like the intro to our deal. So when it's all said and done, we'll really only have 25 minutes to talk.
Well,
about what we want to talk about. And that is,
you have permission from Marcus Rothkranz to use it?
No, I do not. I've tried to contact him. He won't. He doesn't respond.
Because we're small people. We're little people. We're meaningless.
But as an advertiser, as a business person, I know that he's not going to care that we advertise for him.
Right.
Especially advertising his book that he's trying to sell.
Well, yeah, it's a good book. Lots of really, really good pictures. I would call it introductory to the process, but it's an introductory thing that people need to have.
I think the only thing that will offend Marcus Rothkranz is the fact that we are not vegan.
Oh, well, yeah, no, we're not vegan.
Other than that, he won't have no problem.
Right. You know, I don't really have anything against vegans, except that many vegans have things against non-vegans.
I don't have anything against vegans except for the fact that they're vegan.
Well, you know. When it comes to meat, I only eat vegetarians.
Oh, yeah, vegetarians taste like chicken.
Well, no, I mean, you know, they have to chew their cud and have, you know, a cloven split hoof.
Oh, those vegetarians.
So, yeah. So, very specific about which vegetarians they eat, but, you know.
Yeah.
No monkeys or anything that looks like one.
Okay, so. Free food and medicine. We're going to be talking about Mullen.
Mullen, yes.
And if we run Moline. Out of time, talking about, I'm going to run out of time. If we run out of stuff to say, then we'll talk about chickweed. Because I need to eat some chickweed. Because I'm getting fat.
Oh, yeah, our chickweed crop is starting to recover. It's already thick and fluffy. I need to figure out how to replicate it. I need to figure out how to replicate. This is originally a tomato-growing bin, and it failed.
It did not grow tomatoes.
It failed. And it's got chickweed growing in it. It's great. Matter of fact, this is the second season that's growing chickweed. It was growing chickweed in it all winter long. It started last spring. It died out through the summer, popped back up this last fall, and has had chickweed in it from then until now. All through the winter, snow and everything, had chickweed. Now, the snow knocked it back a little bit, but it was never gone.
Pretty cool. So it was iceberg chickweed.
Iceberg chickweed. Well, chickweed tastes like iceberg lettuce, except it tastes like the iceberg lettuce you find in the store, which is devoid of nutrients. But chickweed is full of nutrients and tastes like that.
Tastes like that?
It tastes like the iceberg lettuce that's devoid of nutrients. People do not like iceberg lettuce that's full of nutrients. Lettuce that's full of nutrients tastes bitter. People want their lettuce to be
like watermelon.
They like it to be like tasteless watermelon.
Like seedless watermelon.
Well, yeah. Like watermelon that was picked before it was ripe and then allowed to ripen after the fact. You know, it's tasteless. All right. Well, that's how they want their iceberg lettuce. And iceberg lettuce grown in hothouses that are just given enough nutrients to grow. In particular, they're given N, P, and K, which makes them produce lots of fiber and lots of sugar. That's what people like.
Right.
And it doesn't have any vitamins in it. Doesn't have any minerals in it. It's just leafy green stuff that goes crunch, and that's what people like.
Crunch and munch.
Well, chickweed growing in the wild. Has that same taste, but it's full of nutrients, and it will help you lose weight.
Help you lose weight.
And basically, I found out the reason why it's called chickweed is because it's actually a very good natural food for chickens.
Chickity, 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 chickadins.
Yep. So you can actually buy chickweed seed. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was for chicks to lose weight.
Well, that
chicks are always worried about their weight.
Well, if you're from Britain, you can say yes, all the birds should be eating it so they're slim and trim.
Right. Tickety, tickety. Yeah, chickweed makes you lose weight. It's really good for you. It's good for other things, too. I don't know what.
Yeah, Kano kind of clued me in on that because the year that I ate chickweed I had a good access to lots and lots of chickweed was the year I finally got down to 180 pounds. As soon as I no longer had access to chickweed in large quantities, I went back up 200, 220.
Okay.
So, what'd you say?
Chickweed is used to smooth, chickweed is used to soothe itchy and sore skin conditions. So it's good for skin conditions.
Okay.
Typical application, either fresh or as a botanical oil, cools and relieves inflamed areas.
Okay, I have no idea what the speed limit is through here.
As chickweed has a bland scent, it is an excellent choice of adding it to bath water of individuals with perfume or essential oil allergies.
Yeah, it smells and tastes like iceberg lettuce.
Right.
It has a less potent smell than fresh cut grass. Oh man.
Eczema, other skin disorders like eczema and varicose veins.
The guy that I learned about it from, he took us on an herb walk, went to one of the Kansas City parks. It was near near one of the rivers or a major stream. And there was a patch of it growing under some poplar trees that was 3 feet deep. And he must have loaded up at least a dozen grocery bags with it. And he said he would sell those for about $10 a piece. So, you know, he walked out of there with over $100 worth of chickweed. He's going to sell them at the farmer's market.
Free.
You know?
So it's not
grab
just
great
free
big
food and medicine, it's free money.
Free money. Money may not grow on trees, but it grows under them.
Like the gangster gardener said, growing your own food is like printing your own money. The gangster gardener.
Yep.
Alright, 10 minutes until the podcast.
Okay. My mapper's telling me that if I take 70, it's 10 minutes slower.
Oh, don't take 70. Stay on 270.
That's what it's telling me to do. But it has a gray line on 70, which I'm passing up right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Ignore that.
So.
Chickweed.
And your mom had mentioned taking 70. So she's probably wondering what I'm doing.
You're doing good. The most important chickweed health benefits include the ability to heal the skin, relieve gastrointestinal distress, aids in weight loss,
Okay, this is interesting. I must be on the edge of signal.
Eliminates inflammation. Soothes respiratory problems. There we go. Chickweed goes with mullein.
Mullein.
And speeds up healing, among other things. So it increases your immune system, basically.
Well, if it speeds up healing, it probably would work with comfrey.
Yeah, it'd probably work with everything. So chickweed is like a magic bullet.
So, anybody do a nutrient analysis on it?
Let's Google nutrient analysis for chickweed.
I'm wondering if it's a good source of copper.
Analysis for chickweed. Might possibly be so.
Because if it reduces inflammation and acts as pain relief.
It's not a pain relief.
It's not pain relief, it's just inflammation.
Inflammation.
Okay.
You can use the MSM for the pain, and then use the chickweed and the other stuff for the inflammation.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that depend on MSM. And one of the things that tells me MSM isn't really curing anything is that if they're off of it for 3 days, all the pain returns.
Right. So it's just a painkiller, but it doesn't get to the root
right.
problem.
So, yeah, it's not... It's just relieving the pain. It's relieving inflammation. But it's not getting at the cause of the inflammation. You know, inflammation isn't bad per se. There's a reason why your body expands around a damaged area.
Because it's trying to heal.
Well, it's trying to protect it.
Okay.
It's trying to protect it. Now, the inflammation itself causes other problems, but
you know, too much inflammation.
But yeah, but you've got a problem so severe that the body's response is to swell.
Ding! I just got a ding.
It's swelling around that to protect it, and you've got to figure out what it is you need to do to heal it. And sometimes you have to reduce the inflammation in order to get at it. You know, which if you were eating the right foods, would do that naturally.
Naturally.
You know. So not every time you get an ache and a pain is it a bad thing. It's, you know, it's pointing out to you where you have a problem and giving you a clue what you need to do about it.
Clue what you need to do. Blog Talk Radio.
4 minutes.
Yeah, I'll call in 1 minute prior. Or 2 minutes prior. Just to be safe. And then, because I might have to do something. I don't know. This is our test podcast.
And I learned something about the game today. In the time it took me to collect enough wood to upgrade my stronghold or whatever you call it, the main thing in your hometown or whatever, I had gathered enough relics to have free stone to do the same thing. I need just as much stone as I need wood. So I'm pretty sure I also collected enough of those things from the relics to have enough wood also.
Probably.
So maybe the thing to do is just collect those and not go harvest anything.
No, you want to harvest while you want to harvest first, send your troops out to harvest, and then go around and collect relics while they're out harvesting. Use your inventory for as much as possible. Use the relics as backup.
Right.
Especially during barbarian war.
Or that's true, because you can keep doing stuff during barbarian wars with the relic stuff.
Right. Or even during the week, if somebody has their eye on you and you want to throw up your shield or send your troops to me,
yeah,
then you can use your relics at that time. Alright.
Well, yeah.
1 minute, 30 seconds till podcast, so here we go.
Okay. Oh, my. And I'm 12 miles away from 3 south. 11 miles. And at 60 miles an hour, that means it's 11 minutes away. Okie dokie. Coco likes your truck. She's asleep. She likes the rumble.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
I'm not going to press 1 because it'll go against our 30 minutes. So we got 30
minutes now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
So it's going to keep bugging us until the time of.
Probably. At least it's not that loud. We got.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, shit.
It timed out on you.
Well, now I know. Okay. Better do that.
All right, so give it 1 more minute and do it again.
No, I got 5 seconds. It should be rude.
All right, we'll do it as you please. Oh, it's time now. Okay, did we lose you?
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the podcast.
Yeah. Marcus Rothridge should have played automatically. I don't know why this thing ain't working right.
Well, this is brand new. Folks, this is an experiment.
That it is.
Those that are listening to the DD&D podcast, this is the free food and medicine portion. For the next half hour, we should be talking about things like Mullen. And it's a new system. We're trying to figure it out. In about a half an hour, you will be able to log into Blog Talk Radio and, if all goes well, listen to what we're recording this very minute. So.
This very minute.
All right. So we decided on Mullen because we got a lot of friends. Well, I decided on Mullen. I don't know why Kano decided on Mullen. But I decided on Mullen because we have a lot of friends who smoke. And as a result have various lung problems and breathing problems and things like that. And there's actually lots of things mullein's good for other than just your lungs, but that was my main focus. I was trying to study up on it, but unfortunately life caught up with me and I didn't get very far. Kano, did you know that mullein has more than just yellow flowers?
No.
Yeah, it's actually got a variety of different colors. It's been domesticated. Now, we're used to the wild mullein that grows out in the field, and most people call it a weed. All right? But it actually, it's in the same family as snapdragons. And it has all the same colors that snapdragon flowers have. Yeah, this semi-truck driver probably loves me. I just passed him on his blind side.
I'm listening to you right after I listen to you.
Ouch. That's not good. That means you're getting an echo. Anyway,
I'm trying to get to the section where I can edit this. It's not letting me.
Right. I'm
not
yeah.
Edit, but like the control setting.
Okay. As long as you don't cut us off.
I'm trying not to, because it'll really mess things up. But there's a spot in there where I can go ahead and play Marcus Rostrand if I can get in there, and it's not letting me in there.
Okay. Well, if you successfully get to that, let me know, and I'll shut up.
All right. So, mullein.
Yeah. Yeah, mullein was brought over here from Europe, where it grows naturally. It's pretty much been spread over the entire world. It originally brought over here for its medicinal properties, but it was also used for its decorative garden features. And I didn't know there's actually lots and lots of different varieties of mullein out there. So I'll be looking for the different colors of mullein now. But out in the wild, it basically is that tall yellow stalk with the velvety leaves at the base. You know, it's most farmers think it's a weed. But, any part of it, but especially the leaves. Take the leaves and dry them and make tea from it, and it's good for soothing your scratchy throat. It'll actually help with your lung health, and it'll help you expel poisons and toxins in your lung. Not that I recommend this, but if you're a smoker, you may consider, especially if you roll your own cigarettes, you may consider cutting your tobacco with a small percentage of mullein and build it up until you're at 100%. Now, I'm told from people who've done this, the first 2 weeks, if you just go straight mullein, the first 2 weeks smoking it, you're going to go through hell. All right? But you're going to spit up all the black tar, all the green mucus and strange colors. They're trapped in your lungs. All that stuff's going to come out. You know, I would think you would do a better job by drinking the tea, but you know, I don't know. Maybe you need to smoke it to get this effect. I don't know, but they've reported it cleans out their lungs, and then it makes it a lot easier for them to give up smoking. So Just a suggestion, not something I've personally tried. I'm not a smoker. But I do know...
He's a midnight toker.
Yeah. I do know that when I have trouble breathing, you know, congestion, clogged nose, whatever, Mullen tea will clear me up real quick. So, woohoo, I'm in Illinois.
All right, you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, speaking of lungs, we just learned tonight that chickweed is good for respiratory problems as well. I don't know if you want to smoke chickweed, but you can eat it.
No, I don't think you really want to smoke anything, but... There are better things to smoke than tobacco if you're going to smoke.
Like Mary Juana.
Mary Juana.
Or opium.
Right. Yeah, what did the Hobbit smoke?
What did the Hobbit smoke?
Yeah, they smoke something different. They'd pick it out in the field and smoke it. But they never named it, as far as I know.
Green tea.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, it's saying I need to exit in 0.9 miles.
Yeah. Exit right. Turn left at the light, cross the railroad tracks, turn right, and turn right again into the yard. You'll see our tanks. Right.
Don't stop at Hardee's first?
That's up to you, but you might stop there. They're open.
Okay, so this exit looks like it's on a bridge.
Yeah.
What a strange place to put an exit.
Yeah. It's a strange exit.
Well, judging by the person who just changed lanes the same time I did, I think your mom is pretty much right behind me. But she's not tailgating me anymore. She has really fallen way back. What?
There's a Blog Talk Radio. It says, ask Herbal health expert Susan Weed. She probably changed her last name to Weed.
Well, we'll have to interview her.
I'm going to change my last name to Weed. K.O. Weed. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Right. And then you'd be your own police. Because you got the hat for it. The Weed Police.
Oh, this is weird.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's your mom right behind me. Oops.
Herbal expert Susan Weed and Pussy Church Sister Dandelion.
I think they changed their names.
Yeah, I think so.
Those are some interesting names.
Definitely.
Oh, my. The Sun Motel.
Oh, Pussy Church of the Modern Witchcraft.
There you go.
And Susan Weed and Sister Dandelion.
Right.
All right. I'm changing my last name to Juana. Kano Juana.
Kano Juana? Okay, your mom is trying to call me.
Alright. Yeah. I don't know what to
do. Yep.
You can go ahead and click over and then click back. I'll keep talking about Mullen and Chickweed and Juana.
Well, I think she hung up just before, and I just passed my turn. It says I arrived at my destination.
Yeah, right after the railroad tracks, you'll see the tanks on the right, and you can turn right.
And I think that's why your mom was trying to call me.
Because you were not paying attention.
Well, no, I was paying attention, but my mapper did not tell me to turn there. It just simply told me I arrived after I passed it up.
Yeah, but I only told you three times. No.
Hey, there's a sign that says railroad crossing, but I didn't see no railroad.
I'm just a stupid truck driver. I don't know anything.
That's right, you are.
You didn't see a railroad crossing, and you crossed the railroad track. You didn't see it.
I saw it.
Lies. You should run for office.
Yeah, I was lying. I was trying to save face, but I saw the railroad tracks.
If you're a good liar, you should run for political office.
I'm a lousy liar.
Because we don't need any more liars in government. But anyway, Mullen and Chickweed. Mullen. Dr. Christopher also added Mullen to his BF and CT blend.
Yeah, that would make sense from what, and chickweed would probably be a good addition also.
Yeah, chickweed is good for inflammation and, good for general health.
Where do you want me to put your pickup?
This is not a good time for this.
I know. I tell you what, I'll park it, we'll finish our podcast, and then you can tell me.
You see where the bobtails are up against the fence?
Let's just do the podcast.
Just park it with the bobtails up against the fence. That's fine.
Okay. You smell like a dog.
You got my truck smelling like a dog?
No, I got a dog smelling like a dog. She just woke up and she's got.
Smell like cats.
No, it's gonna smell like dog breath.
Okay, time to break out the essential oils. Okay. Anyway.
Don't shake your drool all over Kano's.
Yeah, that's my favorite smell.
That's not Mullen.
Mullen. All right, let's Google Mullen. I already have. All right. Mullen as herbal treatments. Mullen. Oh, okay. The scientific word is a. Okay, never mind. It's giving the history on it. Okay, hang on a second. Well, you can Google Mullen. Mullein. It's got a lot of health benefits. Primarily, we know it as being good for the lungs. That's typically what mullein is used for. But every herb has multiple benefits.
That's what we typically use it for, to be honest.
Other people probably use it for other things.
It's used for a lot of things. It's also used for skin rashes and things like that. So
there you go. So one of its common knowledge uses is for the lungs. That's what most people, whenever I talk to them about mullein, they've heard about mullein in the past. Most people that I know it as good for the lungs.
Right, and to be honest, that's why I brought it up. Because it's a good basic, you know, lots of people have lung problems because they're, they're smokers or they're exposed to harsh chemicals and things like that all the time. And their lungs are affected.
And it tastes good. I can't describe the flavor, but it's really good and you can make a good tea out of it. It's not like some of the other weeds that have like a weird or bitter taste to it. It's really good.
Yeah, and folks, and I'm sneezing. I could use some Mullen tea right now.
There you go. Let's see here. Its number one use is for bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. Second is it's an anti-inflammatory, treats cold sores and coughs. Third, I can't pronounce all that. Thyroid gland. It's good for the thyroid.
Yeah, your mom's going to bug me, and I'm going to ignore her.
Pee.
Well, then go pee.
There's no place to pee in here.
Well, I'll be right here. Come back. There's a Hardee's just at the corner.
I don't like Hardee's.
I'll text you the password to get in the building.
Okay. He's texting you the password to get in.
Oh, I can go in there?
That's what he's saying.
That side door. This is the
password. Text it to your mom.
All right. So anyways, okay, so it's good for the thyroid. Also, good for cold sores, good for colds, coughs, an anti-inflammatory. But yeah, it's typically the first thing on the list was basically bronchitis, emphysema, asthma.
Here you go. Okay, I found it in Ross Krantz's book. All right, Moline. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the scientific name. I will make a point of learning how to pronounce them before the podcast in the future.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Non-addictive narcotic painkiller. Non-addictive. Yeah. All right. Non-addictive. Narcotic. Okay. Non-addictive narcotic painkiller. All right. Stalk of velvet, soft, fuzzy, gray-green leaves with yellow flowers. Now, that's the wild variety. Okay, there's some domesticated varieties that have red and purple and, you know, whatever. But, you know, the wild variety has yellow flowers. Five symmetrical petals. Fuzzy leaves get smaller the higher they are on the stem. Yellow-colored, five-petaled flowers show up the second year, crowned around tall 8-foot stalk. Entire plant usable. Helps promote sleep. Has curcumin.
Oh, that's good.
Hesperidin. Hesperidin? I can't even say that. Yeah, curcumin. I thought curcumin was only in ginger.
Turmeric.
Not ginger. Tamaric.
Turmeric.
Yeah, I didn't know. No, I'm sorry. It's not curcumin. It's curmarin. Curmarin.
Now my mom's calling me.
Yeah, because she wants that password.
10 minutes.
She wants that password. Well, text it again.
Sir.
It might not have worked.
All right, keep going. I'll click over.
Right. Antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, antioxidant, antiviral, antibacterial, cardiodepressant, estrogenetic, fungicide. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I can't pronounce this one for some reason. Hypnotic? No, that can't be right. Hypnotic. I'm not sure what that means. I'm sorry. I probably pronounced it right the first time. Hypnotic. I don't know what that would mean in this context. All right. a sedative, and as a pesticide. Oil used to destroy germs. Tea used for lungs, bronchitis, asthma, colds, coughs, kidney infections, bleeding of lungs and bowels, diarrhea, gum disease, ulcers, cramps, convulsions, earache, and the lymph system. So it'll help you with your immune system as well. Probably helps clean out the lymph. I don't know. I'll have to look this up. Leaves soothe mucous membranes. Antiviral used for herpes and flu. Anti-tumor. Sedative and slightly narcotic.
Slightly narcotic.
Do not overuse. Yeah, that's a vague instruction. How do you define overuse?
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell Jamie because she's having ear problems. So I'll have her get some Molin oil.
Has she tried the hydrogen peroxide drops in her ear?
I'm not sure.
The 3% stuff that you get from the store is just fine for that purpose. You get an eyedropper, and you lie down on one side and drip it in. If you got somebody to help you, let them drip it in. And you'll hear an ever-increasing roar as the bubbles work their way down your ear canal. It will not hurt. Roar. It gets louder and louder as the little popping bubbles approach your eardrum.
Oh, yeah.
And it tickles like all get out, but it will not hurt your eardrum.
Oh, okay.
So, yep. Yeah, it just gets in there and bubbles. Did you solve your mom's problem?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so that's a blurb from Michael Rothkrantz.
Marcus
Rothkrantz, I'm sorry. So...
Yeah, and to go with your Molin, you should be eating some chickweed. Chickweed is good for skin problems, relieves gastrointestinal distress, aids in weight loss, also good for an anti-inflammatory, soothes respiratory problems, and speeds healing. So any kind of problems you have right there, healing, it'll help boost the immune system. But
there
it's
you
also
go.
Good for the respiratory.
Now I've got Nature's Sunshine product from A to Z, and I turn to the page on Molin. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says may help soothe the respiratory system, provides lymphatic support. It talks about complementary products. I'm not going to read all of them, but one of them would be marshmallow.
Marshmallow root.
Marshmallow. Yeah,
Yeah.
Marshmallows are those gelatin things. Yeah.
I call it marshmallow, but yeah, it's marshmallow root.
Yeah, the origin of the name is the same.
Right.
People used to make marshmallow, pus from the sap of marshmallows, so because that's the one that makes the best fluffy juice. Basically, you're making a meringue, but instead of using egg, you're using the sap from marshmallow.
So if you want a healthy organic marshmallow, there you go.
Yep, and it'll form up nice and hard instead of spongy.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you have it semi-raw, some people like meringue on top of their lemon pie with, and it's basically egg white semi-raw with lots of sugar in it when it's still It's still fluffy. So.
So besides the mullein, I mean, besides the marshmallow root with the mullein, what else does it say?
Well, it talks about the respiratory pack, but I don't know what herbs are in that. And something called ALI, and again, I don't know what's in that. I think it's ALI. It might be AI1. I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up. But it supports those two products. I mean, the Nature's Sunshine is talking about their products, all right? And they have a mullein capsule, and what it contains is the mullein leaves. Okay? So they just chop it up and stick it in a capsule, which is great because while mullein's great for your lungs and relieves, you know, itchy, whatever, throat, I find that if I eat mullein straight, and it tastes great, but the fuzz from the leaves makes me cough, which is contrary to what it does for your lungs. But you know,
well, drink it as a tea.
In the raw state, eating the leaves straight.
90 seconds.
We're almost done. We got a minute and a half.
So real quick, the marshmallow root benefits are it treats cough, cold, fights bacterial infections, repairs the gut, prevents leaky gut syndrome.
60 seconds.
Reduces
right.
Digestive complaints. Heals skin troubles, which that goes with chickweed, because chickweed's good for skin problems. And lowers inflammation. So
very
there
good.
You go. It's also good for inflammation.
All right. I hate to put you on the spot.
And
go ahead.
Supports heart health.
Yep.
And reduces water retention. Okay. So this is about to end. So if you want to hear the rest of this, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or ManicMondayPodcast.com.
Very good.
10
All right.
seconds.
So we'll talk to you about health issues next week.
Next week. And on the Manic Monday Podcast.
All right. So good night to you, Blog Talk listeners.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All righty. So has it cut us off?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's see here. Should have cut us off automatically. Rock Talk Radio.
Yeah, we kind of need some automated system that'll do that to us.
We do.
So we can do commercial breaks and all that and other interesting and fabulous stuff. Anyway, for you folks who are still listening to us, probably listening to the recording of this, we just finished our Blog Talk Radio portion, which gives us, you know, 30 minutes a week. And it was an experiment, and I think we'll continue in it, I'm sure. And we're going to do our health talk, free food and medicine, till we come up with a better name. And let's see now. I'm just making sure I'm not leaving anything in your pickup. Okay, I think I got all my stuff organized. Anyway, I guess it'll be a surprise next week what we're going to talk about. But Kano and I will discuss it and come up with a schedule and He'll give us something to do homework on in between shows, which will probably greatly improve our programs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. I did a test podcast yesterday, and so this is officially our second test podcast. But we've already got 2 likes on Facebook, not me, and 1 Google share or whatever. So
and that's without you doing anything?
Yeah, I advertised it on Facebook. So,
you advertised it?
I advertised it. It's a test. It was like a test advertisement recording. 15-minute recording, 14 minutes to be exact. And I put it on Facebook, and I already got 2 likes. So we'll see how many likes we can get.
Okay, what color is your... Well, that doesn't help. There's several of every color.
And we have... What?
Oh, you're not even here.
No.
Okay.
I'm in Texas.
Right. Okay, so I see there's a line of tankers, and then there's some bobtails on the back fence. And I see a few cars nose in first next to the fence.
Okay. Yeah, park it over there next to one of those.
All right. I'm going to park it next to one of these. I'm going to park it next to a pickup truck.
There we go.
Hopefully I'm leaving enough space for him to get in and out without him being perturbed. And
good
I hope turn. I park straight. Do you have the key to this vehicle?
I do.
Good.
So you can leave that one underneath the seat.
Under the seat? Or just keep it with me?
Just put it under the seat. I think I have a key.
All right.
That'll be my spare.
And then lock everything out completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That was my spare that I gave to the mechanic.
Right. Okay.
So if I lock my keys in the car, then I'll have my spare.
Right on. Okay, I'm putting you in my pocket. You stay put for a little bit.
Has not updated.
Okay, it's just a bare key. Oh, what is this? Okay, there is a notebook here. All right. There, I pulled the notebook out. I put the key in the little dip right there, and I'm putting the notebook back. All right, fine. Come on. Oop. Now, I should probably locate your mom before I lock this up completely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to leave my stuff there because I don't want to be searching all over the place for your mom carrying a big bag. I brought my knitting with me.
Our first official free food and medicine podcast will be on April Fool's Day.
But we won't be playing April Fool's. Hey.
I mean, this was technically our first official podcast, but it was more or less a test podcast.
Yeah, your mom might have taken off to go get a restroom.
No, she's inside.
Is she?
Yep. She called me for directions to the bathroom.
Okay, I don't know where she parked.
Probably alongside the building.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll make one circle around the building. Oh, there she is. I couldn't see the rack from right behind her. She parked right in front of the door.
Oh, okay.
Okie dokie. Let's see if she locked up. Oh, she's right here. She's watching a movie on her phone. Hellboy. Oh, it was a commercial. It was a commercial. Let's see.
See how long it takes.
You want to take the puppy for a walk? Anywhere so it can go poo before it sits in your car. You don't have to, but it's up to you. Yeah. Probably doesn't need a walk. Last time she farted and it smelled bad. This time she hasn't farted. Here you go. But she might want to go pee. Find her a nice puddle to drink from first. Not that there'll be any nice puddles here. All right, I'm going to get my stuff. Where were we before I interrupted us? You still there?
All right. Our podcast was 32 minutes long.
Are they going to charge us?
I don't know. I'm waiting for it to load now. I guess it hasn't propagated yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, it might take it a little bit. Yeah, I seem to recall some of the podcasts I heard on Blog Talk would do it in segments. And it'd be boom, 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 one segment right after the other. Fascinating. It's a good thing I didn't lock the driver's side door. Well, no, I just tried to open up the passenger door so I could get my stuff, and can't do it from the outside. All right, I'm going to get my stuff. I'm locking your car. Hopefully I didn't leave anything behind. Ooh. Sorry about that. That was a little hard. Let's see, make sure the windows are closed. I might have to start it up again, close the windows. Okay, good. They're closed. Okay, your mom donated a blanket to the dog.
Dog blanket.
Yeah, you know. That way I can take most of the dog smell with me instead of leaving it in your truck. I know, you don't want your car to smell like no bitches. You want smell like pussycat.
Wow.
Wow. Okie dokie. Yes, you know, I seem to got everything. There's your cushion. And some bag that was in here. All right. Okay. I know I don't have to lock this door, but I just locked it anyway, and I'm about to close it. All right. Okay, what's blocking the way? Why won't this door close? Because your boot stuck out for some reason when I pulled my bag out. There we go. Locked. Blanket. My bag. Double check the driver's side. Woohoo, we're good.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, now to go
for it to propagate.
Now to go find some caffeinated drink to drink. And then about a mile, about an hour or so down the road, someplace to go pee.
Go inside the building.
Well, no. The caffeine will result in me needing to go pee.
Right, so you got to be one step ahead of the caffeine and go to the bathroom before the caffeine tells you you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it don't quite work that way.
Maybe. You got to be smarter than the caffeine.
Well, I am smarter than the caffeine. I know what the caffeine's going to do. Going pee ahead of time ain't going to help.
No.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I didn't think she had to, but did she even go pee?
No, she wouldn't do that.
Well, she probably hadn't had enough to drink. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to lift her.
Getting ready for a rally.
I think your mom wants me to drive first. Okay.
Well, if you want to summon the rally, I'll kill it.
All right, I'll do that before we take off. Yeah, right behind your head, but let me dig out my phone and my charger.
They're also in the back window. If you want her to have space.
Yeah, maybe. We might want her to have space. I don't know. We're still on the podcast. Yeah, I was telling your mom we're still on the podcast. There we go. Charging cable implement. Oh, you have a charger here, don't you? No?
No.
Here's my charger.
Mine's different than yours.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with the headphones here. I'll figure it out.
You're still on the podcast, I'll drive.
Oh. only for the next 16 minutes.
Yeah, and then I'm going to pass out.
Right.
Because I've been up since 4 a.m.
Well, we could cut it short.
After you summon your rally and we kill it.
I'm working on it. Okay. Phone is charging. And Brutal Wars is loading up.
Brutal Age.
Yeah, where's the nearest Arby's? It's still open this late at night. Where's the nearest Arby's that's still open this late at night?
Good question.
Arby's.
They're closed by now.
Hey, close that. This is... Yeah, close this. Bing, 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 bing. Close that. Sit down. She thinks.
I'm driving.
Okay, she says she's driving.
You're on the phone, I'm driving.
All right, she's interfering with me setting up.
Wow.
All right. Now, I'm down in the world.
55, 1 minute speed ups. Ugadelli got 44, and Prepper got 15.
Okay.
If you're going to play the game, I'll just go get a hotel.
Oh, we're not going to play. We're just going to do one rally and then that's it.
Yeah, she doesn't hear you. She doesn't know what's going on yet. I will.
Tyler, we're just going to do one rally.
Here you go. Here goes the rally. I will share it, and then I will select. What? No, I don't want to do another one. There we go. Where's the share button? There it is. I'm sharing it. Just clan chat. That'll be good enough, right?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the wrong share button. Okay, rally. There we go. Now share. I'm going to share in Horde as well.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll need
And now I'll select. Bonefist. Look at that. Kano joined already.
Well, I'm on it.
All right. So this is going to take a little bit. I'm going to switch places with your mom because she's right, because it'll take a little while to play this game, which means I want my knitting. She took my knitting. Okay, I'm going to be off the phone for a little bit because I need to I got my third person already. Anyway, fourth. All right, I'll be right back.
Where's my knitting go?
Oh, in the back, right there on the your side.
Yeah, the reason I wanted a an Arby is because they have Jamokas.
Well, they're closed.
Okay, I'm back. So one more, and I hit go.
You're gonna love this.
We gotta kill that.
You can't right now.
There we go.
Well, that's the only thing keeping me awake.
And, oh, nope, can't go yet. Need one more. Who threw the blue character in there? I should kick him.
What'd you do with the key?
It's under his seat.
Okay. Okay. You don't need
Prepper. Oh, there we go. We got one more person.
Very good. I just wait for them to light up, and I'll hit go.
Shell attack.
Prepper. Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yep. I don't think we're going to kill it, though.
We might it with that big guy.
Right.
I had a 2 bronze star, so.
Go ahead and reattack it. I'm checking to see where I'm at. Oh, you're checking for Arby's? Well, the default is I go get a couple of those Starbucks drinks, but they're a little expensive for what they are. Or we could stop at a, I think it's Quick Trip. They have those giant frosty drinks.
They have frozen coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we kill her?
No.
Yeah, she's the last one I need, and then I need 2 more challenges after that. I'll do anything for the challenges.
All right, Prepper is going to do the challenge. She's 50% gone. Now she has to use her green.
Okay, I'm joining.
Wow, we're already full.
Right. I'm going to reuse my red dragon man.
All right.
There we go.
Go. Oh, I kind of get it. Prepper's going to do it.
Pepper, pepper.
I used the blue guy this time.
Yeah, you used one last time, too.
Covered it, but this guy, he's a five-star with one-star bronze, level 35. So he should be able to take, he should be able to hold his own.
Yeah, the fact that I'm able to find wars rallies, even when they don't advertise them, is one of the reasons why I generally don't want to do it next to me over and over and over again.
Right. That's why I usually say.
All right, we got her.
Yep, we got her. Cool. All right, good night. Maryville Road.
How many more kills do you need? How many more challenges do you need?
I'll worry about it later. Take
the next ride on Maryville Road. Okay. I'll look for my own. So,
right.
Why don't we close the podcast then?
Okay. Hang up.
Just hang up?
All right. This concludes the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to gaming. And
right.
Our Manic Monday podcast is not propagated yet. Why?
Well,
should have.
I'm sure you'll stay up late trying to figure it out.
No.
Early in the morning.
Are you supposed to get up early in the morning?
No. Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay. Early-ish, in other words.
It might not play because
we went over
2 minutes.
So you need to edit it and cut something out?
Take the second right onto Illinois 203 South, Nobiyoki Road.
By the way, we're in the communist state of Illinois right now.
Why communist?
I don't know why they chose that, but that's what they are.
Light.
They actually have a city here that banned all guns. I'm not sure.
No,
it's not lawful for them to do it. Right. Will you be able to get a hold of it, whether it propagates or not?
That's a good question. But we got it on this podcast either way.
That's true. That's true. And we could probably cut out a 30-minute segment to... No, they don't let you upload, do they?
Nope.
And we don't have a good enough soundboard to put it on... up on the phone... in good quality.
Right. Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow. I'm not going to play with it. I'm not going to jack with it too much. I'm going to go to sleep.
All right, you'll have to call customer service and see. Because really, when it did the time limit thing, it should have given us proper time limit.
Right.
So if we went over, it's their fault.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to cut you off at 30 minutes. Oh, I guess because I didn't hit the stop record option. It kept recording until we hung up.
Ouch.
Let's see, if you start recording before the hour, then that counts against you, too.
Right.
So it's kind of jacked up, but It's going to probably take a few tests. I'm going to test it every day because I'm only allowed to test it once a day. So I'm going to test it every day. Every evening when I get parked, I'll try to test it and work out the bugs.
Gotcha.
Figure out how to make it work. So we'll be ready for April Fools.
Gotcha.
Got it good.
So, all right. Good night, folks.
This is the D&D podcast, the Mythic Dungeons and Dragons.com. Check out our other podcast at ScrapGovScrap, ScrapGovScrap.com, and or ManicMondayPodcast.com. Okay. Party on.
Good night, folks.